Sheer Lama Dhamma, Yay, Yay, Precious Kerala.
Siddhu Gemara Nochamol, Omar Rabbi Yehuda. Suku Asuya Kemovu Iksheiro. Oise Tefach Shlishi, Ma'amidei Lechol Ruach Sheirtze. You can put it where you want. About a Samuch to the Doifen. Rav Simon Viseme Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi Omar. Oise Leipas Arba Umashu Ma'amidei Bepochis Mishloish Asamuch LaDoifen. וכל פוחס משלוישו סמוך לדויפן כלוב ודומי פרק בגמורה ומיישנו אוסום דקרמר סגי תפח סויחק ומיישנו אוכי דקרמר בו יפס ארבע הוסום דאיקש להתפנס כלחוסון דהרייבון סגי לבתפח סויחק הוכי דלקש להתפנס איקה פס ארבע איני לא אלוי. We mentioned yesterday, and I want to buy ice the sugya. And the two shittas arishonim, and the Avon and the Gemara. The Ran learns pshat. What is the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda with Rabbi Simon? Rabbi Yehuda holds it's enough to do a tefach and a sukkah kemavui. And Rav Simon holds you have to have pas arba v'mashu u'ma'amida b'toch shloisha and you have a lovut. And the Gemara really has the kasha. Maishno, why in the sugi before was enough a tefach or tefach soichek, and here you need a pas arba. And the Ran learns the sugi like this. The mahalach of the Ran is Rav Yehuda holds tefach. Rabbi Yehuda holds tefach. Rabbi Yehuda holds tefach. Rabbi Yehuda holds tefach. B'meile, even in a mavui, you do a tefach. Even in a mavui, you do a tefach. Rav Simon holds you have to have a pas arba. Why Rabbi Yehuda needs a pas arba? And Rav Simon needs a pas arba. Why Rav Simon needs a pas arba? Zog deran, Rav Simon is mechadish that is a nozer aloche and shtaim ki ilchoson. Chutz from the aloche of shtaim ki ilchoson, Rav Simon is mechadish that is a din that you have to have a reivon in the sukkah. You have to have two walls attached to each other, like a L. Kemin gam. Dainu da aloche, there was nemar le Moshe Misina shtaim ki ilchosoi. What was nemar in the aloche of shtaim ki ilchosoi? Was nemar two walls zayin tfochim. And chutz from that, was nemar another aloche, that two walls need to be attached. You need shtaim ki ilchoson areivim. Rashi in the beginning of the sugya was madgish ki hilchosom kemin gam is the loshon shtaim ki hilchosom. That's time shtei walls ki hilchosom. What is ki hilchosom? Zayin and like a el kemin gam b'meile. That is a halacha and sukkah that you have to have two walls and they have to be attached with each other like a el. This is the din of the two walls. B'meile in the regular sukkah you have that. You have a sukkah kemin gam. You take the third piece and you can put it where you want. Or the Keneged HaYotze here, or the Keneged HaYotze here. The Fidah Rambam, you make it like a hay. Masha'inkin besuka asuya kimimavui, it's mefulash. It's open in the middle. So it's not a raven. So you're missing the raven. So Rab Simon came and said to take care of the problem that you're missing a raven. How you fix the raven? How you make it a raven? You take a pas arba and you put it samuch lakoisel beter sholesh tfochim belovud, and now you have a raven. You have two walls that are a raven. The one wall and the second wall that is made four plus a lovud brings you to have a raven. This is the way you get to have a raven. So you need to come to the raven. And how you have a raven? you have shtaim ki ilchosoi al yedei, one of the walls of the mavui, and the other one you have pas arba with a lavu. This is the way the Ran is maimi the sugya. So lefi the Ran, what is machlekes Rab Yudev Rab Simoin besugya asuya kim suka asuya kimin mavui? Rab Yudev says lechol ruach sheyirze. Rab Yudev doesn't hold from a raven. He learned that a raven was not said in halacha lemoishu misinai. And Rav Simon holds that in the halacha l'Moshe Misinai was said two halachas. One halacha was said ki ilchosoi, and the second halacha was said that it has to be a raven. That is the second halacha that was nemar in the halacha l'Moshe Misinai. B'meile, lefi Rav Yude, as evi shtayim ki ilchosoi, you could add a tefach, and suka kemavu, you also could add a tefach. Ma she'engel lefi Rav Simon is nischadish that you have to have a raven. If you have to have a raven or L, and you don't have a kemovi or L, how you get to the L? The way you get to the L is, you make pas arba with a lovut, b'meile now you have a L, you have two walls k'il chosam. These are the words of the Ran in Tchilas HaSugya. The Ran even didn't wait to our sugya, he gave it al tzak dome. Shtayim ki ilchoson. What is the pshat shtayim ki ilchoson? One pshat, kishir 7, and Rab Simon holds, ki ilchoson was never two alochas in the ki ilchoson. The ilchoson was never two alochas in the ki ilchoson. One alocha was never in the ki ilchoson, that you have to have a shir zayin. And the second alocha was never that you have to have the areva. And l'shitosom, this will be the sugya end of zayin. Bepasht, as we mentioned yesterday, azay is mashma in loshen haritvo, azay is mashma in the Mishne Brure and in the Chazanish. So where are the two of the Arevam now? The one of the Mavui, and the second one is the Pas Arba with the Lavud. These are my two good walls. I need to have two good walls. Where is my two good walls? One wall of the Mavui is one of my walls. And the second one, the Pas Arba with the Lavud, this is my second wall. So my two walls, my L is Niskayim now, and the Pas Arba and the Lavud. There is the place that I have now, my good Sukkah. This is the Lashon of Mishne Brura. I have now Shtei Tfanes and Tov Rishlam and Tziv Gimel, Tziv Kod Yudal, the Mishne Brura says, now I have two good walls. And this is the pashtus when you read the Ran, this is the glatkeit in the Ran. I was missing a raven, I do a pas arba with a lovewood, and I get a good wall. One wall here and one wall here. I get two good walls. So lefi the Ran, Rabbi Yudah Bichlal doesn't hold from a raven, so I don't have to make a pas arba. Rabbi Simon holds from a raven, I need a pas arba. The pas arba gives me the lovewood, with the lovewood gives me a 7. I have a 7 and a 7 like a L. I have a kosher asuke. These are my two good walls. This is the pashtus advon. Let me tell the salad advon. I'm just chazering and moisim, so I want this to move. Now, lom again, weiter. The Ran, mikoyach this cheshbon, the Ran is mamshich. And the Gemara says later that you need a tzuras ha-pesach. The first lishne and rove is the sukkah needs a tzuras ha-pesach. You take the tefach, you break it in two, and you make a tzuras ha-pesach. The second lishne says either one, other tzuras ha-pesach, other tefach soichik. And the third pshat says you need both. But the first pshat says you do a tzuras ha-pesach. The Ran understood Tzuras HaPesach al pnei kol ha-koisam, or al pnei shir zayin at least. You make a Tzuras HaPesach. Just how you do it, not a tefach and a Tzuras HaPesach. You take the tefach, you break it to two, and you make a Tzuras HaPesach out of the tefach. You make a Tzuras HaPesach out of the tefach. Frek the Ran, so if every Doifen Shlishis that is made from Tefach, you make a Tzuras HaPesach out of the Tefach, so why you need the Alochef Shlishis Afilu Tefach? If you made a Tzuras HaPesach, so you cover the whole wall. So now you have a real wall on the third side. Shabbos Tzuras HaPesach works, Klaim Tzuras HaPesach works. So what is the Chidush of Shlishis Afilu Tefach? There's no Chidush of Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Array, you have two walls like a L. The third wall is a Tzuras HaPesach, right? Al pnei kulo, you take a tefach, a half a tefach in the beginning, a kone on top, and a half a tefach in the end. So you have three walls. Frek deran, so what is the chidush of shlishis afilu tefach? If it has a Tzuras HaPesach, it's a kosher asuke. So zaytike kasher deran. The Gemara says later, v'niteres b'tzuras ha-pesach three pshotim. Either you make tzuras ha-pesach out of the wall, or either one, tefach. And the third pshat, you have to have both. So I'm starting with my first pshat. Rove holds, you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach, take the tefach, break it to two, and make a tzuras ha-pesach. Frek deran, so the third wall has a fully tzuras ha-pesach. So what is the chidush of shlishes afilu tefach? Zog deran mikan muchach, that even then in Shabbos we have a tzuras ha-pesach, like we make eruvs with strings. Even then in Klaim we make tzuras ha-pesach, and Sukkot tzuras ha-pesach doesn't count. Moshe lemadovo mechitzas nikores as fas ha-amud, we sell it to Rishus Hayochid. As far as Amud is Rishus Hayochid, because we say Gudasik, but in Shabbos you have to have mechitzas nikores. And Shabbos, you have to have mechitzas anikoretz. So while in Shabbos, you have to have mechitzas anikoretz. So tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work in Sukkah. Sorry, in Sukkah. Shabbos, Amud is good. Eruvin, tzuras ha-pesach is good. Klaim, tzuras ha-pesach is good. Legabe, Sukkah, you need mechitzas anikoretz. And while you need mechitzas anikoretz, tzuras ha-pesach is not good. No, but it's gzeres ha-kosuf, shlishes afilu tefach. That if you have a tefach plus a string, it works. This is the halacha of Moshe Mesinai. This is the halacha of Moshe Mesinai. That you have to have chatzi tefach here, chatzi tefach here, and you have a tzuras ha-pesach. Even the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't count, but the chatzi tefach and the chatzi tefach together add up, and it helps in the sukkah. So this is the halacha of shlishes afilu tefach. So the Ran, this is the next shtickel of the Ran. The Ran says, and the Gemara, that lefi the first teretz of Rove, you need a tzuras ha-pesach al pnei kol ha-koisel. Frek the Ran, if tzuras ha-pesach works in a sukkah, so lechure, if tzuras ha-pesach works in a sukkah, so lechure, what is the chiddush of shlishes afilu tefach? Teber l'mitzah the tzuras ha-pesach. So the Ran, tzuras ha-pesach never works in sukkah. It works in Shabbos, it works in Klaim. Sukkah, you need mechitzas nikores. Zeh halacha l'moshe Mesinai. If it's a little bit nikor, chatzi tefach mikan, chatzi tefach mikan, it works. Zog deran, after I told you that tzuras ha-pesach doesn't work in a sukkah, so if you have a sukkah that is made from good walls, Zion, 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 and in the corners you have a tzuras ha-pesach, val tzuras ha-pesach doesn't count, so we made it, this wall doesn't have corners. This sukkah doesn't have corners. If the sukkah doesn't have corners, I said now that the walls have to be a raven. I said that the walls have to be a raven. So while the walls have to be a raven, now the walls are not a raven, the sukkah is possible. So this is the chiddush of the Ran, that he was mechadish, that Rav Simon is mechadish as a din ha-raven. Two walls need to be attached with each other. B'meile, zog deran, after I mechadish in the next piece, the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't count in a sukkah. So if you have a good sukkah, good walls, but you make in the four corners doors, like Avraham Avinu, that people can come in from the four corners, oh, you don't have to have the four. When you have two walls, kilchosam, and you just make in the corner a tzuras ha-pesach. The tzuras ha-pesach doesn't count like a wall. B'meile, the walls are not considered a raven. B'meile, it's possible. B'meile, it's possible. So this is be'etzem the chiddush of the Ran, the Shulchan Aruch paskens it, and Siman Tov Reish Lamed. Sukkah needs two walls, a raven. And if you don't have two walls, a raven, the sukkah is possible. Pas Arba comes to take care if they are raven. Pas Arba comes to take care if they are raven. B'meli, you have Arba with a low wood, it's called a raven. And if you have a good sukkah with good walls, but the corner has psochim, Zog deran, after he was miyased, the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't count in a sukkah. B'meli, the sukkah is possible. This is poshut shita saran. And the Welt learns the Ran Kipshutoi is a din ha-raven. You need a L, you need a sukkah that two walls, like you have Zayim. You need a raven, you need good walls in the sukkah. But mainly if the psochim are open in the corners, or like we said, if the schach doesn't reach to the corners, you can have a puzzle of sukkah lefi the Ran, and Shulchan Aruch paskens et la'aloche. And here we ask the kasha. We'll go to the next piece of the Ran. The Gemara said, in the next shtickel of Gemara, and that Be'ez Hashem Sunday, we'll go into that sugya ba'archove, that you have to have in a sukkah, even that shlishes afilu tefach, in a regular sukkah, that is like a L, you make shlishes tefach, you have to have a tzuras ha-pesach. You have to have a tzuras ha-pesach. You have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. If you don't have a Tzuras HaPesach, it's not good. Rav said three pshatim in the Tzuras HaPesach. Either you take the Tefach, you break it to two. Other Tzuras HaPesach, other Tefach Seichek. I know you could take Bamish two little pieces in Tzuras HaPesach, or Tefach Seichek without the Tzuras HaPesach. And the three pshat of Rav, you have to make Tefach Seichek, and you have to have a Tzuras HaPesach. This is the Gemara. This is the Gemara weiter. The Rishonim came and asked the Shaila. And Suke Asuya Kemin Mavui. And you have a Pas Arba. Two walls and a Pas Arba. You need a Tzuras HaPesach to the other side or not? Suke Asuya Kemin Mavui. Two big walls. Lamazogin is 10 Amos in between. And you have a Pas Arba with a Lavud. You need a Tzuras HaPesach from the Pas Arba till the end or not? The Ran and the Ritva, both of them start and say, for sure not. I have already two good walls. I needed Tzuras HaPesach when one of the walls was a Shvache wall. Shtayim Kirchos, or Shlishi Stefach, Omar Rove, you needed Tzuras HaPesach. Here the two side walls are good. And here I have a good wall, I have three goods. Loshen Aran. Omar Le'anok Yidoch, Ilkach Boi Tefach Seichek. Miu ikem and omar. Davka b'shtaim ki ilchose de sagi b'tefach soichek hu de bo yitzur asa pesach. Aval besuke asuye kemovui keivon de beinen bo pas arba doifen gomuru vesuloi bo yitzur asa pesach. And as I zog the ritmo keivon that it's a doifen gomur you don't mean yitzur asa pesach. And this is the glad. I have one wall, second wall, why I will need yitzur asa pesach? No reason to need a Tzuras HaPesach. No reason to need a Tzuras HaPesach. I have Shtayim Kimovui, Pas Arba with a Lavud. Why I will need Tzuras HaPesach? Zog Deran, but there's one Ba'ayah B'Pshat. If you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, the Gemara is strange. The Gemara starts Shlishis Afilu Tefach, Pas Arba, Omar Rove, you need Tzuras HaPesach in the top one. So why didn't order the Gemara different? Shlishis afilu tefach, keneged ha-yoytzer o-ishtor, Omar Rav etzricho tzuras ha-pesach, suke asuye kemovui, or be a separate suke. Why the Gemara ordered that Rav is after the suke of Pas Arba? This is the Raya against the Ran, and the Ran tries to zog a yishuv. The Ran tries to get a yishuv. So the Ran says, Pas Arba doesn't need a Lavud. No, Pas Arba doesn't need a Lavud. Why it doesn't need a Lavud? Because it doesn't need a Tzuras HaPesach. Because it's a Doifen Gemura. Avol HaRambam Kosav Beperek Dalet Milchoy Suke Dele Suke Asuye Kemovui Boi Tzuras HaPesach. Zog the Ran, but the Rambam holds that even be Pas Arba you need a Tzuras HaPesach. The Rambam is right. It's mashma in the Gemara that the sugya of Tzuras HaPesach that we're going to learn later is going in the whole sugya, not only on the tefach. So the shaila is as it. The Ran and the Ritva's Shita himself is very good. Pas Arba is a real wall. These are my two walls. Now I have the new L, so I don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach I need b'shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlishis tefach. Here it's not shtayim ki ilchoso v'shlishis tefach. With the Pas Arba I have a real sukkah. So why with the Pas Arba I have a real sukkah? So I don't need shlishis afilu. I don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. The Pas Arba is a real doifet. When I need a Tzuras HaPesach, Shtayim Kilchoso, she's afilu tefach, I need a Tzuras HaPesach. Here I have Shtayim Kilchoso, Pas Arba with love, which is another one Kilchoso. This Loshen Aran, not my Loshen. Doifen Gomu. And the Rambam holds that it needs a Tzuras HaPesach. And the Shaila is, what is the Pshat in the Rambam? Why it needs a Tzuras HaPesach? So what do you tell me? To attach. Two walls, it's a L, but it's far away, you need to attach. You could have answered like that. Then I have two good walls. The Pas Arba with the Lavud is considered a good wall, but to attach one side of the sukkah to the other side of the sukkah, I need a Tzuras HaPesach. But you can't say so, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you have sukkah kimavui, and you made a Pas Zayin, not a Pas Arba, you don't need something to attach. If you have a sukkah kimavui, and you have a pas zayin, Shteyn Shulchanoruch Tov Reish Lamed Tziv Daled. I don't need something to attach. So if the sukkah kimavu is a good el, Zion al Zion, and the other wall is on the other side, you don't need something to attach.
Even
the Zion is lovely. Not. Is the sukkah by us? If pas al ben lovish, that you need. So no chamo. If you have a sukkah as suya kemavui, and you have a pas alba with lovud, you need something to attach. If it's without lovud, you don't need something to attach. And this is the kasha. If the pas alba and lovud makes a good wall, so why I need something to have a tzuras ha-pesach from the pas alba to the other side? Again, the Ran explained that the way of the sugi is Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold you have to have el. He have two walls and a little piece. He never. Aber Rav Siman holds is a din shtaim ki ilchosa means arevon. We explain where is the arevon. I have the mavui. I take the pas arba and the lovud and I get arevon. Zog the Ran, because of that I don't need a tzuras ha-pesach here because this wall is a real wall. As I said, the Ritva, you really don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. You have Shtaim Kilchos and Gans in here. You don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. If that is the Shita, everything is glad. That is glad. I don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. I don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. Because these two walls are good walls. But the Ran says that the Rambam said that you need a Tzuras HaPesach. The Rambam said you need a Tzuras HaPesach. While the Rambam says you need a Tzuras HaPesach, so what is the pshat? So like this I would say, maybe the Rambam learns even that the L is here, but you need to attach. Or maybe the Rambam doesn't hold from the Ran bichlal. But the problem is, the Shulchan Aruch brings down the Aloche. He says that if you have a Mavui, and you have a Pas, if you have a Pas Zayin, I don't need something to attach. If I have a Pas Alba and a Lovud, I need something to attach. Why I need to attach? I have a good wall. I have a good wall. I have a good wall. Shulchan Aruch is going b'shita saran. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ran. He passes like the Ran that you need a raven, and if you have psochim in the tzayit, it's not good. So the Shulchan Aruch passes like the Ran that you need a raven. And Tov Reish Lamed Tziv Daled, he says you need a raven. If you have corners open, the sukkah is not a good sukkah. So why pas arba helps? Zog the Mishneh Brura, because the pas arba with the lovud gives me a good wall. So why I need a Tzuras HaPesach to attach the Pas Arba to the other side? Maishno, when I have a Zion, I don't need a Tzuras HaPesach to attach me to the other side. This is the Koishi. The answer is Vaistois, the Ran, and the Shulchan Aruch learn in the second Shita, one Tzadi Take had, that the Lovud is mamish like a wall. Zog the Shulchan Aruch, the lovud is not like a wall. For the three walls, you cannot use lovud. Lovud is not like a wall. When you have three good walls, you don't need something to attach. If you have one L and the other wall on the other side, you don't need something to attach. Over here, we don't have two good walls near each other. Why? Because lovud doesn't count to a wall. While the lovud doesn't count to a wall, so the two good walls and the two sides. The Pas Arba is not the Shtoifen Ki Ilchosoi. The Ki Ilchosoi is the two sides. B'meile, the middle wall is a Shvache wall. He needs a Tzuras HaPesach. Like Tefach needs a Tzuras HaPesach, Pas Arba needs a Tzuras HaPesach. This one is Muchach and Shulchan Aruch. And here is the Kasha. What is the Avonas HaDvorim? We say you need a Reivon. Two walls and sides are not good. Zog the Rani, I have a raven. Pas Arba with a lovud, I get the raven. If it's a raven, I don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. No, it's not a good wall because it's lovud. So where is my good walls? In the beginning we thought, my walls, now I have a new L. This wall and the Pas Arba with the lovud makes me a L. These are my two good walls. The other wall is not the wall that I count. But then I would not need a Tzuras HaPesach. Like the Rani himself wanted to say. The answer is no. The two walls will be the two walls in the side. No, if the two walls are the two walls in the side, the middle wall is not a good wall. He's a shlishis tefach. If he's not a good wall, there's a reason I need a Tzuras HaPesach. So where's the Arevon? This is what the Ran explained, that the reason I need Pas Arba and Lovud, because I'm missing Arevon, so I need a Pas Arba and Lovud. The Pas Arba and Lovud is going to make Arevon. So while the pas alba and lovel is coming to make a reivon, where is my reivon? This is be'etzem the kasha that we stel. Just remind me that klor. The answer is mevuer in the ran. Not like we wanted to say in the beginning. Avadei the Ran holds that Rav Yudah doesn't hold from Areivon, and Rav Simon was Mechadesh Areivon. Just we thought, what does Areivon mean? Two walls that Mamish attach. Two walls that Mamish attach. So where are my two good walls? One wall on this side. The Pas Arba and the Lovud is my second wall. These are my two good walls. And we have a kasha. If these are my two good walls, why do you need the Tzuras HaPesach? The Pas is Zayin, Shtein, Shechon, Orach, I don't need the Tzuras HaPesach. The Torah says, these are my two walls. So what is this Pas Arba? So make Tefach Seichel. So I need a Reva. The Torah says, Azei. A Reva means, not that you have to have two walls like an L. If you need two walls like an L, so, manavshach, either it's a wall or it's not a wall. I need a reivon in the sukkah. I will explain. The sukkah needs to be in a matzah of a reivon. The sukkah is not a rishus harabim, it's nishken hefker. The sukkah is nishken hefker. Nishken hefker, walk in, walk out. It's a matzah. It's a sukkah. How you get that matzah of the sukkah? When you have two walls are raven and one corner things are closed, you get the matzav in the sukkah. I want to explain. But listen carefully. Well, when I have two walls are raven like this, where I get the matzav of a raven? Not only in this area. And this sukkah is a matzav of a raven. The sukkah becomes a sukkah that is not a hefkavel. How I get it? Two walls give the sukkah a matzav of a reivon. The sukkah needs to be in a matzav that he's not a hefkavel. I will explain myself. We bought in Shir. The Ran says in the end of the sugya, if you have a sukkah in the middle of a chotzer and it's open, it's a mavui, zog the Ran, you can use a tefach soichik. It's not a reivon. It's in the middle of the chotzer. You have two walls. Zog the Ran, the chotzer is closed. People are not walking around. So where is that reivon? And this wall, and that wall, and this sukkah is not a hefker belt. The place is closed. Right? So when the place is closed, the sukkah has a reivon. The sukkah needs to be an reivon. How it gets to a reivon? Through two walls. If I have two walls, L gives me a reivon. But not that the walls need a reivon. If the walls need a reivon, the outside of the chotzer could never give me a matzah of a reivon. The sukkah needs a reivon. Meaning to say, I said it yesterday in these words, sukkah has to have that people are not a reivon. This is what I mean. Sukkah has to be that it's not a hefker belt. Try to madgish it. Not that the mechitza needs to be a reivon. You could close it around, zog deran. B'meile. And a normal chot sukkah that is a hefker, when I have an L, shein a reivon, shein is a matzav though, shein a matzav on a reivon. Zog dera, so who makes a matzav of a reivon? Or the sodeh around and around? Or who could make a matzav of a reivon? A gam could make a reivon. That gam doesn't need to be sukkahzik. So you could make the gam pass arba velovud in a wall, it makes a reivon. The good walls are the two sides. Lovud doesn't count for the three walls. So here is the sukkah of Mavui Lefideran. The two walls, the elike walls from the sukkah, and the two sides. I need to get a matzav to make a reivon. I pass arba velovud, lovud is kisosum, I have a reivon. So I get the reivon from the pas arba. But my walls are not from there. This is the shaila. One side was lovud is kisosum, so it's like Zion. The Rambam learned, but the Shulchan Aruch paskins, I need a reivon. B'meila, I need a pas arba velovud to make a reivon. On them, I don't have a reivon. On them, I don't have a matzav of a reivon. On the pas arba velovud. I need a pas arba, but it's not my walls. And that gushes. We have the Ran in the end of the sugya. Zog the Ran in the end of the sugya. When you have a chotzer and you have a sukkah inside, it's good. Where's the Arevon? It's a matzav of Arevon. So a gam gives me a Arevon. The L gives me the Arevon. So I could shaft the L from the pas arba velovud I could shaft that matzah of areva. But mainly I have areva here. The El gives me the areva. Give me that matzah of areva. But my tutfal, but mainly I need a tzuras haPesach. Comes out. Shita saran. Machlekes Rab Yude and Rab Simon is Doiraise. Rab Yude doesn't hold from the Dina Revon, and Rab Simon holds from the Dina Revon. Mele Rab Yude holds Bemovu, you can put the shlishis where you want. Rab Simon holds as a Dina Revon. So you're right, normally Tefach Seichik is good. Over here I need to take care of another probe. If what I have to take care of, if a Revon. I need to take care of a Revon. So while I need to take care of a Revon, I need to make a pas arba velovud to take care of the Revon. Bashkof Rishoino, we taught that this is my wall. And the Rit was mashma like that, that now this is my wall. Here is my Revon. And really, you not need to Tzuras HaPesach, and the Ran had such a tzad. Zog the Ran name, but the Rambam said nisht hazeh. It doesn't have to be my wall. The wall could be on the other side. So why I need pas arba velovud? That only stops the Revon. Mele Zog the Ran, La'aloche, two chidushim that the Shulchan Aruch paskens. One that in a chotzer you don't need the areivon. So b'meile, suke asuye kemovui bechotzer is miskasher betefach shoichik. You don't need a pasarba. And mitzad sheni, suke that is a good walls, but you have open corners, is possible. And both of them, Shulchan Aruch, Tof Reish Lamed, Siv Dalet, Siv Hei, pasken both aloches. So we pasken klol shita saran, that you need a areivon. The chotzer could give me the areivon. Kronos don't have areivon. Pas arba velovud, I need Tzuras HaPesach. This is the Amodas Advorim Shita Saran. Very glad. What? I don't know. That's one of the hardest things. We'll get to it. I'm trying to get. The Tzuras HaPesach is the hard thing. What the Tzuras HaPesach is Moisif. We'll see. It's Rambam before Minah. We'll get to it. The Ritva Frank de Kasha. The Ritva Frank de Kasha. Why a Tefach cannot Tefach Besukah Ketana? No, three, four. No, you have to have seven. Seven. The walls, shield, two walls of seven. The Goyen says that the seven walls, we need real walls. As if a good asik doesn't help, love doesn't help, we need real walls. Weisnei says nicht. Zay steht. This is not a kasha, no, this is not a kasha on the Rambam. Say it. Ma? No. The Lomnus and Arevon, the Ran learned anyways. We don't have a Hechrach. But the Zeravon, who poseged the Hechshaloye. We are proving it, Minei Vibay, from the Tzuras HaPesach. The Lomnus is Ains. The Lomnus is Emes. Is Emes. The Lomnus of, this is the Lomnus of Arevon. The Loyot Tzemipot, this is the Lomnus of Arevon. Shita Sarosh. Shita Sarosh. Shita Sarosh. That is not in a raven bichlal in a sukkah. There's not in a raven in a sukkah. There's not in a raven. So what is Machlekes Rab Yude v'Rab Simon? So now listen how the Rosh says it. The Rosh starts and he says like this. First, the Metzius says the Rosh never hold from a raven. Rab Yude holds sukkah kebovu, you make it through a mashu. Rab Simon said, pas arba velovu. The Rosh also, before saying Lomdus, what is the Pshat in Rav Simon? He started to declare, you need a Tzuras HaPesach or you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. The same Shaila that all the Rishonim had. And the next Sugya, we need a Tzuras HaPesach. And Pas Arba, you need or you don't need? Zog the Rosh, for sure you don't need. Pas Arba Velovud, I have a wall. On Arevam, mid Arevam, I have two good walls. I have a good Sukkah. And the Rosh says, Ve'yesh Oimrim, that you need a Tzuras HaPesach. Why? Zog the Rosh, as if you need a Tzuras HaPesach in a Tefach, because the wall is a Shvache wall, Pas Arba is also a Shvache wall. Pas Arba is also a Shvache wall. No vas. Zog the Rosh like this. When a Sukkah is like an L, so it's a very stark matzev. So Tefach helps. Tefach Seichek helps. When a Sukkah is like a Mavui, it's a Shvache matzev. So we wanted a bigger piece, a pas arba. Although the pas arba is equal to a tefach soichek in a sukkah that is like el. And a sukkah that like is el, that is very strong, tefach soichek b'tzuras ha-pesach could work. And a sukkah that is shvach, the pas arba gets koyach. Although how much is strong? Only like a tefach soichek. First of all, state. As I zog the rosh. Zog the rosh. Bemele, azevi tefach soichek needs a tzuras ha-pesach. Pas arba also needs a tzuras ha-pesach. Pas arba only came to be instead of a tefach soichek. So state in the rosh, pas arba is not a doifen. Pas arba is equal to tefach soichek. So what the rosh says? Rabbi Yehuda holds mavui helps a tefach like helps an evi like an evi sukkah because he never holds a tefach soichek. Rav Simon said like this: in a regular sukkah, I need to take the tefach, take space, make a tzuras ha-pesach, fill up the place. In a mavui that it's weaker, I want something bigger. Pas arba with lovud and a tzuras ha-pesach. These are the words of the rosh. Giro en amaylu achisor. So lefi the rosh, pas arba is a different word of tefach soichek. Just in a sukkah that is an L, take a tefach soichek, make a tzuras ha-pesach. When it's a mavui, take a bigger piece. Oh, but what it is, it's not a wall. So now first, what state in the Rosh? State in the Rosh that Rab Simon is the same Rab Simon of tefach soichek. Mid Rabbonim, we needed a tefach soichek in a sukkah of L. The Torah said a tefach. Rab Simon said mid Rabbonim, move it, make a lovud, and add a tzuras ha-pesach. Here, Rab Simon wanted more. Rab Simon wanted a pas arba with a lovud to do the same thing, but not because Rab Simon needed a lovud. He needed a harevon. He doesn't mention a word of harevon. So state in the Rosh is no sugi of Arevon. So lefi the Rosh, a sugi with corners is kosher. A sugi with corners is kosher. There's no din of Arevon. Mitzad sheni, sugi b'movui doesn't help a tefach soichek. Because the walls are far from each other. You need a pas arba v'lovud. It doesn't offer both chidushim of the Ran. But what the Rosh holds yet? The Rosh holds einzach. What the Rosh holds? The Rosh holds, the Sugya came and said, Aloch el Moshe Misinai, when you have an L, when you have an L, you add a Tefach. Aloch el Moshe Misinai, Midai Raisa. Rab Simon came and said, take the Tefach, take three Tfochim, make Lovun, make Tzuras HaPesach, will look good. B'movui, it's a Shvach Esuke, so you need a bigger piece. So Avadu were medayik already yesterday in the Rosh that he learned that the whole Tefach Soichek is the Rabbonon, and here they said they need more. Comes out first the Gabi de Sugye. So we have in the Sugye two mehalchim machlekes Rab Yehuda ve Rab Simon. Lefi de Ran, Rab Yehuda ve Rab Simon bochoylek is nischade shanaya aloche v'areivon. Rab Yehuda doesn't open areivon, so the same thing when helps in a El helps in a Mavui. Rav Simon, no, there's a new din, Arevon, the Reise Arevon. Bemele, you need a pas arba and love to make the Arevon. And it's a din, the Reise. And this is the Sugi. And Bemele, we're passing, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. This is Rav Yehuda. Lefi de Rosh, there's never a din of Arevon. Lefi de Rosh is one Sugi. V'oyse tefach echon ma'amidoi. Rav Yehuda says, k'neged ha-yoyse. Rav Simon says, please give me more. I want it to look good. Memavu, I told you, a little bit is enough. Look, Simon, I want it did more. Here, I want even more. Find the Gemara, my shno. The Loshna Gemara is Gishmak. Why dear Tefach Seichek was enough, and here it's not enough? So, Lefi the Ran, here the Gemara was Mechadish, the Din of Arevon. Lefi the Rosh, the Gemara says, Val dear it's Arevon, and the walls are good. So, Bemele Tikkun Kotten is enough. Here, the walls are not good. Tikkun Gadol, you have to have a Tikkun Gadol. This is the Tzus of the Shmaisa. This is the Tzus of the Shmaisa. And here I want to ask you a kasha. And this Be'etzim is Akdoma to the Shir of Sunday. We know you need a Tzuras HaPesach. La'aloche. You have a Sukkah like an El. You make Tefach Soichek and you make a Tzuras HaPesach. How long you make the Tzuras HaPesach? Till the end of the wall? Till the end of the wall you make the Tzuras HaPesach? Only a little bit. Laloch, you make a sukkah, shtayim ki ilchoso, shlish is tefach. Two walls, one big wall, one second wall. And then you have the Shlish Estefach. And then you have to have a Tzuas HaPesach. How long the Tzuas HaPesach has to be? So in the Ritva is Mashma B'das Rashi till the end. The Mishneh Brura and Tof Reish Lamed in Sharatzion or Isbei says, for sure it doesn't have to be more from 7 Tfachim. You have two good walls, Tefach Soichek, a Tzuas HaPesach, all together at 7. Make sense? Make sense? What? Why do I have more from 7? No smaller to have more from 7. There's no smaller to have more from 7. As I talked to Mishnah Berurah and Sharatzion, why you will need more from 7? What? I have one wall, second wall, third wall. Why I need more from 7? If I have 7, it's good. So what? Zog the Mishneh Berurah, it's poshut that it's enough 7. So the kasha is, and suke asuye kemovui, you have pas arba and lovut. You have already 7. So why you need a Tzuras HaPesach here? I have 7! If the Mishneh Berurah said that every time the Tzuras HaPesach is 7, I have 7! I have 7! So why I need a Tzuras HaPesach here? What is the pshat? We'll stop here. Be'ez Hashem, Shabbos, Yom Mamshach.